and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Simon and Jude, apostles, and from France, we hear from Jean-Jacques Perennes. Father Jean-Jacques is a French Dominican whose ministry was mainly in the Middle East, in Arab and Muslim countries, and in Rome as justice promoter for the order and socius to the master of the order for apostolic life. He now lives in Lille at the novitiate house of the province of France and continues his commitment to interreligious dialogue. His preaching today is entitled The World Upside Down.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Appoint us to sit, one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right hand or at my left, it's not mine to appoint, but it is for those for whom he has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. Instead, whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." This is the Gospel of the Lord. To comment on this Gospel, I will start with a story. During my many years in Cairo, Egypt, I had an experience that illustrates very well this recommendation of Jesus to his disciples. A friend of mine was an ambassador, representing a great country. This man was a Christian as well, who truly put the gospel into practice in his own life. Apart from his official work, he taught literacy classes in the working-class districts of this huge city of 20 million people. One day he decided to open the swimming pool of his beautiful residence to the children of the neighborhood he visited every week. The children had never seen a swimming pool in their life, maybe only on television, and now they could use it freely during an afternoon every weekend and have together a lot of fun. And at the end of the afternoon, the ambassador had a meal served to them by his staff, as he would have done for his usual official guests, ministers or ambassadors. The Egyptian policemen guarding his residence were moved to tears and told me, "We have never seen anything like that. It's the world upside down." The world upside down. Reversing the order of values is what Jesus proposes in this gospel. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, are a good illustration of the way the world works. We are always looking, if not for the first place or for some privilege, at least for recognition. We like to be recognized, praised, even if sometimes we know we don't deserve it. What did Jesus reply to the sons of Zebedee? He said, "Can you drink the cup that I'm about to drink?" The cup in question is a gift of his own life, at the moment of his passion and death. Jesus offers his disciples another model of life, that of service. "Whoever wishes to become great will be your servant, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." Jesus doesn't not propose this path in words only. He shows the example in his own life, given up for many. In his flesh, he realized the ideal of the just described in the book of Isaiah. The righteous one, my servant, shall make many righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. In doing so, Jesus points the way for those who wish to become his disciples. This is what we remember at every Eucharist. For us, it's not a question of dying physically in a violent way like him. Rather, it is about learning to give first place to the others, especially the smallest, the unrecognized, and often even the humiliated. The French poet Christian Bobin wrote, "To love is to care for the loneliness of others." This requires a learning process with patience and humility, because in doing so we go against the world's way of doing things. But if you do that, we discover that this is a path which leads to joy.